Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I woke up a torticollis. I have a, I met some guy named torticollis. No, I really apologize. My neck is, like, really out. In the middle of the night, my vertebrae kind of shifted. I've told you guys, I'm a little weird when I sleep. I have my two pillows. And my dreams kind of have me about, a lot of my dreams kind of center around me being this movie star, Dr. Dahlia, yay. And I'm doing all these stunts. And so my guess is in my sleep, you know, I'm doing like these, you know, falls and dives and head rolls. And, you know, the audience is like, yay, Dr. Dahlia. So these are like my dreams. And I, in the middle of the night, just one of my vertebrae just shifted really bad. And I was like, ow, and, you know, my husband is a chiropractor, and he's asleep, so he clearly couldn't do anything right then and there. So I took a Motrin, you know. I'm an MD, so that's what we do. We just take Motrins, right? And I didn't have any of my osteopathic buddies, you know, in the bedroom at the time to do my, you know, adjustment. So I'm kind of a little stiff, so I apologize. But anyway, this headline came, it really stinks. It's hard to drive, too. I made no left turn. It was so hard to make a left turn. I only made right turns. So that means I took the slow right lane to work the whole time. I'm late also. But, okay, so this headline came out where men, if we use mammograms on men, they do a much better job than on women. And, I mean, to us doctors are like, well, no, duh. A mammogram's easier on a man. But why? I mean, men don't really have a lot of breast tissue. And it's kind of a fallacy to think that if a woman has, you know, more breast tissue, a mammogram is easier. Okay, it's not. I mean, my mammograms take three times, right, the time. In fact, they always schedule me for the end of the day so that I get out of there by 10 at night at the earliest for them to get done. Poor tech. I mean, they're exhausted. They have to, like, wear a weight belt when they lift my breast to get it onto the machine. And I'm like, I don't want to be naked. Are there cameras in the room? Like, there's no cameras in the room. They're like, do you mind if I get a couple other techs in here to help? Because I'm like, look, just leave the breast on the ground. Bring the mammogram down. It's right there. Because, you know, we used to x-ray. In my office, we had an x-ray. And if you had to x-ray, like, a foot, you just put the plate, the x-ray, you know, the film on the ground, and you'd stick the foot on the ground. Just let me just stick my breast on the ground, okay? You guys could do x-rays. You could take a whole bunch of views. We could even do a selfie and be done. So, you know, when I go in for mammograms, it's really painstaking. And, unfortunately, the techs, you know, need overtime by like 3 weeks to get it done. Men, much easier. And I guess in this one study they found, they looked at 2,000 men who consecutively underwent mammogram testing in this 12-year period in New York University. And they picked up 2,300 breast lesions. And of the 149 that were biopsied, 27.5% were malignant. And when they looked at how well they were able to detect cancer in men, they found 18 per thousand were picked up in men, were only like 3 to 5 in women. So they deduced, right, that this is a New York University, and, you know, to get a New Yorker, you know, to do a mammogram, it's like, ah, forget about it. But no, these New Yorkers were really good sport. They have to be. I mean, they just lost Eli Manning. The Giants, like, are having a hell of a time. So, you know, New Yorkers probably like, you know what, I'm not watching, you know, good football. Somebody's going to get a mammogram. So, what they're deducing is if a guy is at high risk for breast cancer, do the mammogram. Maybe we need to do the mammogram more often. Now, that's not really in sync with guidelines. They really don't want us doing yearly mammograms on guys, and I'm not urging that either. But if a man has, let's say, a BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutation, or if they have a first-degree relative with breast cancer, they probably need to, you know, get looked at. And the average guy that comes in and finds his breast cancer is somebody that just kind of felt his pecs, and he's like, okay, dude, you know, I got a lump. What's this? Is it a lipoma? A little fatty tumor? Is it a sebaceous cyst? And you feel around, and you go, well, that's odd. It just feels odd. And what does breast cancer feel like? Well, it can feel anything like a little baby lump that's soft to something hard, like a pea, like a rock, like a piece of coral. Sometimes it feels like coral for those of us that swim and scuba and snorkel a lot. And it just feels like it's not supposed to be there. And then you got to check under the arms for lumps. So when they found that a mammogram works better on men, you know, they're like, maybe we shouldn't dissuade guys from getting a mammogram. Now, these are guys at higher risk, not lower risk. So, you know, as you know, breast cancer is rare. I think in America, they're expecting 2,700 cases a year. So 2,700 cases is not a lot. 2,700 too many. And about 500 of them die every year of breast cancer. So breast cancer is still a guy thing. But a guy's breast doesn't have the milk ducts. It doesn't have a lot of the extra fat, a lot of the extra hormone-producing glands. And so if you mammogram a guy, it has less breast density. Now, I bring this up because breast density is a big issue. Years ago, doctors were missing breast cancer in women if they had denser breasts. An older woman who's like 75, 80, her breasts aren't that dense because she doesn't have the milk ducts. It's mostly fat. It's not going to have a lot of the workings and tubes that, you know, need to be there to lactate and feed young. But a younger woman, I mean, breast density could really screw up your sensitivity with a mammogram. So if you do have dense breasts, we would always do a breast ultrasound because mammograms would pick everything up. With guys, I still like the breast ultrasound, but a mammogram's fine. And how does a guy do it? They lean in, they, you know, they get their tissue squeezed, and it goes into the two plexiglass things, and then they say, hold your breath, you know, or smile or whatever, and then they take the x-ray, they take the picture. And it really does pick up a lot. So, guys, if you feel a lump, or if you think you're at risk, or it's high in the family, talk to your doctor about getting a mammogram, because they say screening mammograms could work. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, I've been asked this over and over again about my quote-unquote loyalties to the current administration if I'm Jewish. And I don't understand that because I'm, you know, I support Trump. I support, you know, America. I support Israel. I support, you know, and I can't stand when I hear that religions are aligned with political affiliations. That absolutely makes no sense. There is no reason a religion should be affiliated, you know, have a stereotypical political affiliation. You know, if in my religion, you know, we are concerned about abortion numbers, and I mean, as it may be in LDS, you know, religion or Catholic religion, as you guys can see, there are many Catholics out there that are not Republican. There's many people who are LDS that are not Republican. There's many Jews that are not Republican. So I think that conversation needs to end once and for all, but it hasn't. And President Donald Trump had raised the idea of Hispanic loyalty also, or dual loyalty among Hispanic Americans. And this is about a month or two after he had brought up Jewish Americans and, you know, why would they not support his policies or Netanyahu if they were pro-Israel? Which, trust me, a lot of Jews kind of, you know, have that same, you know, discussion amongst each other. And, you know, a lot of us differ on our political leanings. And, you know, I think Trump is a great friend to Israel, so I'm really supportive of that. I think he's fantastic. I don't understand why you'd have Jews who would be Democrat who would, you know, disagree with, you know, some of those policies. But what ends up happening, which I think Trump has brought up also with the Hispanic population, is we do have something called tribalism, where we want to align with the tribe. But I think we start to lose sight of which tribe gets precedence. So, you know, when I was little and we were in Temple and, you know, so I was a first generation American on my father's side because my father came to the States and then he had me. And then my mom was American. So I knew that I had dual citizenship, both Israel and American. But I remember when I was in Temple, we had to identify and determine how we were going to identify. We were going to identify as a girl, a Jew, an American, or as an American, a girl, a Jew, a, you know, and I remember putting American first, then Jewish, then a girl. And I remember people asked me, okay, wait a second, but you're obviously a girl. Why would you put girl last? I gotta like a lot of stuff the girls do. I'd rather hang with the guys, so I don't really care about being a girl or a guy. I don't really care about that delineation. I didn't have that identity. To me, being a girl or a guy wasn't an identity that I thought was that important at that time. And maybe it's because most of my friends were guys. You know, I hated not being able to hang out with the guys. I, you know, didn't really like to play the Barbies and the Betty Crocker bake set. I wanted to kind of do my big wheel and, yeah, I don't know. So I think it was just I really didn't care that much about whether I was considered a girl or a boy. That wasn't a big deal to me. I didn't really care about being American. And as a kid, to choose American first before Jew, and it was roughly was neck and neck. One, religion was important to me, but America's where I live. America is who is making me. America is who is giving me a home and giving me safety. And mind you, I came from, you know, grandparents who were persecuted by the Nazis. So America to me is who I would pledge my allegiance first. I would never give up my religion. Nobody better ever ask me to. But it was very easy for me to align my, you know, tribalism as being an American. Because that's where I was. That's who was providing me safety. And that's who gave my family safety. So to me, it was a no-brainer. And so we all kind of do things like that similarly. And it's unfortunate that then our voting patterns change. You know, like I'll see that at work. You know, people will have a job. And they may have, you know, certain political leanings. And then they'll work at a job. And the job will send an email out from corporate kind of hinting at where people should vote. Which, by the way, I don't think is appropriate. But they do. And they kind of explain how certain candidates may do better for that industry. Now, as a worker who is not that, you know, well briefed on those issues, they may welcome something like that. And they may also want to be a part of that family. To them, work may be that family. So if everybody at work is voting for so-and-so, they're going to do that too. I live in Nevada. Am I a Nevadan first, or am I an American first? Well, you would say, okay, well, wait a second. You know, you don't really have to make that distinction. Well, when there was that fight for the nuclear dump and, you know, nuclear storage being done in Nevada, which I think they're going to still try to bring back, and the other states are like, yeah, let's just dump it in Nevada. Oh, hell yeah, Nevada first. As a Nevadan, I don't want the crap here. I mean, I don't want it anywhere, but no, no. Then you kind of find yourself, okay, you know what, I'm Nevadan now. Well, I've always been Nevadan. Then when you got Las Vegas versus Reno, when you have, you know, our football team playing against the Wolfpack, you got Rebels versus Wolfpack, I'm going to be Rebels. So the point I'm trying to make when it comes to this is your loyalties may not officially change, but may reprioritize depending on what is the call for help, what's the need. You know, I mean, Boston Strong, when they had the Boston Marathon bombing, or Vegas Strong, when we had the October 1 shooting, I don't think anybody gave a damn if they were Republican or Democrat. That night, I mean, we were Vegans, Las Vegans, right? I mean, we, you know, same thing with Bostonians. When President Reagan was shot, wasn't that famously, isn't that when he asked the doctor or the nurse, you know, are you Republican or Democrat? And their answer is, today we're all Republican. I mean, that, you know, so the idea of, well, if I change sides or I change my loyalties or whatever, I'm a bad person. I'm a, you know, the media wants to make you think like that. Society wants you to make you think like that. You're disloyal. No, you're not. If you think, if you're a Democrat and you think there's a choice that the president is making that is pro-America, it's okay to like that. It's okay to support that. If you're a Jew who's Democrat and you think that, you know, moving the embassy in Israel was a good move, or Donald Trump's support of Benjamin Netanyahu, which is kind of, he's kind of having some trouble right now in the election, but you think his support of Benjamin Netanyahu was pretty cool, that's okay. But there's this fear that you're going to be ostracized and you're going to lose your family and you're going to lose your support. You don't, is it really a family? Is the Republican Party really taking care of me as a family? Are the Democrats really taking care of me as a family? No, my family does. America does. And so, for me, my loyalty is whatever my family needs, whatever my city needs, whatever my state needs, whatever my profession needs, whatever my country needs, whatever my God needs. That's how I am going to approach my life. And so I think we need to eventually, and it will never happen, but when we look at politics and we look at political parties, allow the blur. You know, the ACA was one of the crappiest bills ever. There were a couple things good with it. And I think it takes a big person to admit that. But, you know, if we don't, you know, if we don't grow some huevos and we don't, you know, say, look, this is good, this is bad, let's fix it. If we just always try to be extreme, one side or the other, nothing's going to get done. The Democrats have a lot to offer. The Republicans have a lot to offer. There's a lot of things we could do, you know, together. And there's a lot of good things that could be done. And, you know, I hashtag a lot of things America first. That's really where we need to be with this. If it helps America, do it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Addressing the UN General Assembly, President Trump has a message for everyone wanting open borders across the world.
Today I have a message for those open border activists who cloak themselves in the rhetoric of social justice. Your policies are not just. Your policies are cruel and evil.
The president is continuing to hold bilateral meetings in New York City on Tuesday. Boeing is paying the families of the 737 MAX crash victims $144,000 each. The immediate financial aid will be paid out to more than 300 families. The planes have been grounded around the world since the second crash in March. And as a strike by the United Auto Workers against General Motors continues, the CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association is worried about the impact on the entire state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, right, we are maybe, back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of discussion about the bootleg cannabis products. And we now have cities trying to get a handle of this. We think that a lot of these lung vaping illnesses that we're seeing when it comes to the vaping and the THC might not be coming from, you know, companies that are, you know, doing it right. We're thinking these are street vaping products. So the CDC is now warning people to not use bootleg or street vaping products. They want you to also stop modifying your devices. Don't be sticking stuff in them. Now, we don't have the evidence of what exactly is causing it. We don't know why, right? Some people are having, you know, deathly consequences from vaping, and others, they're fine. But we are seeing a little bit of a pattern with this vitamin E acetate that we see in THC products, this oil, this lipoid pneumonia. And so we are, you know, seeing a trend. So the CDC has taken the unusual step of issuing several recommendations, including telling people worried about their health to not even use e-cigs and to consult a doctor if they're trying to quit smoking. In addition, which is a real about face, since we were told a few years back to get people on vaping. Doctors were told to have people vape, move them to vaping if they smoke. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? No, I don't think I want them sticking any nicotine substance in them. I'm trying to get them off nicotine. So this is kind of new where the CDC is like, nah, 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 don't even use the e-cigs. So according to the CDC, they said the e-cig products should not be used by youth, young adults, pregnant women, as well as adults who do not currently use tobacco products. If you use e-cig products, monitor yourself for symptoms like cough, shortness of breath, and promptly seek medical attention if you have concerns about your health. So there's been about 380 cases they're looking at, 7 deaths. Many have been hospitalized. Many have had to be in the intensive care unit. And last week there was a patient in her 30s who had recently vaped, and she had died in Illinois. They're still waiting for the toxicology and other tests to determine the cause of death, so that would be number 8. So they say in many cases, patients are reporting using e-cigs containing THC, which is the psychedelic chemical of marijuana, psychoactive. And some doctors have reported that cannabinoid oils vaporized in cartridges may be causing some of the lung inflammation. But other individuals said they had only used e-cigs containing nicotine. So in many cases, patients report a gradual occurrence of symptoms. Difficulty breathing, chest pain, even nausea and vomiting. Some even said diarrhea. So we still don't know 100% what the hell is going on. In order for nicotine or THC to become inhalable, you need to heat it. You need, especially THC has to be heated. It needs to be mixed with solvents that could dissolve and deliver the drugs. You can't just take marijuana flakes and expect something to happen. So there has to be a vapor. There has to be a heating coil. And in order for these things to work, there's got to be some sort of a combustion reaction or some sort of a heating reaction. That can, in and of itself, make new chemicals. So Dr. Gottlieb from the CDC says, I think this is probably going to be associated with illegal products. It's not like the major manufacturers have suddenly changed their ingredients. It's probably something new that has been introduced into the market by an illegal manufacturer, either by a new flavor or a new way to emulsify the THC that is causing these injuries. Because people are saying, why now are we seeing vaping injuries and deaths? What the hell? This wasn't an issue last year. 2 years ago, why are we seeing deaths now? Well, one is, maybe it's because it wasn't diagnosed and nobody was discussing, you know, anybody's vaping history prior to documenting that there was an issue. Or B, this is something new. There's something new out there. The Food and Drug Administration is right now analyzing about 80 samples received from patients, but has not made the results public. In the interim, the agency said if you are concerned about these specific health risks, consider refraining from the use of e-cig products. Now, a lot of you guys listening to this who smoke or who vape are like, okay, guys, this is all fine and dandy. You know, Dr. Dolly, it's easy for you to say because you're not addicted to nicotine, but, you know, some of us, we have to work. And this is not the time to go through nicotine withdrawal. This is not the time to quit smoking. And I mean, you know, a good doctor would kind of stop and identify that when it comes to their patient. You know, if I told you, go quit smoking, you'd be like, please. Yeah, like, you'd say something else, please. Right? Yeah. Which, please. Be more practical. My telling you to quit smoking does nothing for you. I mean, for some people, like, well, my doctor said something, but people don't listen to the doctor anymore. You guys listen to me? Most of you guys aren't even listening to me. Yeah, you're like, well, what did she say? You don't even listen to my radio show. But when it comes to telling the person to quit smoking, a real good doctor would say, look, this is going to be a little rough on your family. This might be a little rough on your relationship. This might be really rough at work. And we need to get you off smoking. And vaping is not an adequate alternative. So if we're going to do this, let's start getting our ducks in a row. I want you to talk to your boss. Talk to him about when things might slow down a little bit, when he thinks would be a good time for you to do this. You might just breeze through this, or you might have some bad days. You might have to chew gum. A lot of us aren't supposed to chew gum at work. You might have to be chewing some gum. You might have to, you know, have doctor visits. All right? Smoking and getting off smoking has to be approached just like any other disease. Yeah, I tell medical students, I say, look, when you tell somebody, you know, to quit smoking, you need to also tell them, look, you might not be successful first time out. No problem. We're here for you. We are going to be working with you every step of the way, just like a diet. Don't tell somebody to lose 50 pounds. It's not going to happen. But tell them, look, you know, I want you to lose 2 pounds by the time you come back for your next visit. 2 pounds. Okay? Don't worry if you don't. But let's see if you can do those 2 pounds. Come in, and then maybe we'll make it 5 pounds. And then maybe we'll have you lose another 5 pounds, but give you a longer time period. But you need to do this in bite-size options. Now, many people quit smoking and say, Dr. Dahlia, I just did cold turkey. All right, and it was horrible, but I did it and I got it done. Well, great. So if cold turkey is going to be the way to do it, you got to get your family on board, and you got to get your bosses on board. You got to get your coworkers on board. Okay? Maybe wear a t-shirt going, I'm quitting smoking. And you might be a jerk. You might be grumpy. You might be testy. You might have trouble sleeping. You might feel like crap. But if you could let everybody know and not have that worry that you might lose your job or your relationships, that might make it easier. But you see, we just don't do that. You know, we doctors tell you, okay, quit smoking. And then you try to do it on your own, and it stinks, and you fight with the wife, and the wife's like, oh, thank God he's smoking again because I couldn't stand him. Yeah, that's not the way to do it. You might even need to be in a separate bedroom temporarily. You know, maybe you need to kind of, you know, go away on vacation. Well, I don't want to ruin my vacation. You're not going on vacation to go on vacation. You're going on vacation to get off cigarettes. You know, because a lot of times your smoking is a habit you do at work. You start getting hungry at 10. You start getting hungry at 2:30. So you go and reach for a cigarette. So sometimes you can't quit smoking at work. Now, you got to be careful. You go away, you know, you go on to Hawaii, come back, very easy to pick it back up again. But, you know, if you're a patient and you're being told to do something, ask for some practical advice. 1-877-DR-ALLIE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there's a lot of predictions that a quarter to a third of us are going to be just diabetic, just outright diabetic by the year 2030, which is coming up in 11 years, people, a little less than 11 years. And so this one article caught my eye. They say workers in manufacturing, driving, and cleaning jobs are more likely to get type 2 diabetes because of their unhealthy lifestyles. So what happened in this study is scientists looked at 5 million people in 30 different occupations. Now, back in 2013, they found that 4.2% of workers had diabetes, but they were highest in male drivers at 8.8%. Now, we really are looking at a large number of adults, a quarter to a third, having diabetes by the year 2030. But we've talked about this on our show. Sitting at a computer all day does nothing for your insulin sensitivity and your weight and your butt size. But it was interesting to see laborers also at risk. So they say workers in manufacturing, driving, and cleaning jobs are more likely to get type 2 diabetes. They face a 2 to 3-fold increase in risk compared with teachers, physiotherapists, and dentists. Scientists blamed unhealthy lifestyle choices, such as lack of exercise and smoking, for the striking differences. So I'm looking right now at some of these jobs, ranging from worst to best. Motor vehicle drivers, those who sit in a car, truck, that makes sense. They have the highest. Manufacturing laborers, so that means somebody working like an assembly line, they were at higher risk. Now, maybe it's because they don't get a lot of breaks. Maybe it's because they're standing in one place. Agricultural or other mobile plant operators. Office clerks. Now, office clerks, I get that. If you're like an office assistant and you're sitting and you aren't running upstairs and downstairs and going to other, locations and, you know, departments, yeah. Personal carers, so those that have to take care of an elderly person. Stores and transport, clerks, they call them. Metal and mineral product machine operators, then machine operators. I guess if you're standing by a machine. Building finishers and related trade workers. See, I don't get that. If you're working on a house or a building, you'd think you'd be moving. Accountants at higher risk. Electronic and electronic equipment mechanics, machinery mechanics, retail salespeople. You think retails, you have to run around, you got to meet the customer, you have to, you know, run and get product. Nope. Assemblers, managers of small enterprises, metal molders, welders, and sheet metal workers have more risk of diabetes. Public service administrative professionals. Well, a lot of them may sit at a desk. And that was more than the total working population. Those people did worse. Now, who did better? Elementary school teachers? High school teachers? Why are teachers slimmer? We even saw professors. I don't understand. Because a lot of teachers, they just sit in their offices. I don't know how. I mean, when I lecture, going up and down and talking to the class and walking around and making eye contact. But, you know, if you're not lecturing, you're in an office sitting. So I don't really know why. Now, maybe it's because teachers don't want to be made fun of. So what they end up doing is they kind of cover up, you know, they try to, you know, work out so they don't, get made fun of. But anyway, they say teachers did better. Engineers and technicians did better. Construction workers did better. Well, they're out there, you know, slaving. Directors and chief executives, finance and sales associate professionals, computer technicians, data operators, production operation managers, business professionals, specialist managers, architects and civil engineers, college and university teachers did really good, and computer scientists. So now you start to wonder, well, wait a second. Is it because of the money they're making? If you are a business professional or a finance professional or a college professor, you're making bank. And does that allow you to have a gym membership? Maybe you don't have to work 2-3 jobs? Maybe you're able to go to the gym. You know, if you're a teacher, you a lot of times have summers off. Summers off is kind of nice. So maybe there's a lot more working out you could do. Now, with women, now those are men. With women, manufacturing laborers, kitchen assistants, cleaners had some of the highest rates of diabetes. Now, that's what's kind of, okay, if you are a housekeeper, you are moving all the time. You are always on your feet. You're, what the hell? Well, then, what could be going on there is it's the chemicals you're breathing in, and maybe the chemicals you're exposed to is messing with your metabolism. And if that messes with your metabolism, then you're going to have a hard time burning up your sugar. Cashiers, cooks, office clerks, secretaries, all did worse than the total working population. But who did better were artists, writers, computer scientists, again, physiotherapists, dental hygienists, business professionals, finance professionals. Midwives did better. Psychologists, nurses. So, you know, maybe it's not so much the activity at work, but maybe it's the stress. Maybe it's the lack of good pay. Now, nurses, I mean, that's one of the most stressful jobs out there. But a lot of them, I don't think they have time to eat, and that's why I think they, you know, get less diabetes. But they say if bosses help their employees to live healthily, the researchers estimated that almost half of the type 2 diabetes cases could be avoided. Now, this study came out of the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, and they looked at 30 of the most common occupations in Swedes. And so they found that over the age of 35, you know, diabetes rose in 2006 to 2015. And they found that 4.2% of the working population had the illness, but men was even higher, especially if it was in motor vehicle drivers. So I have a lot of truckers that listen to the show. I love you guys. I mean, bless you for what you do. But you have one of the most unhealthy jobs. And, you know, every time they do a, you know, most unhealthy job list, truckers, you know, seem to really get the brunt of it. And it's because you have a deadline. You have to make it to a place. You're in a car all day. You can't really do much. You know, I've been on the truckers forum, and so, you know, we talk about things they could do for their health. And, you know, sucking in your stomach, getting out of the truck and walking around it a couple times, you know, to inspect it, even though you don't have to inspect it, you're so much more exercising. You know, packing vegetables to eat so you're not snacking on bad food. But the problem is it's a long drive, so a lot of times it's a boring drive, and all you're doing is sitting. I mean, if you think you're going to be at risk for diabetes, I'd say change jobs. Now, we need you. Man, truck drivers are the backbone of America. We need you. But, you know, it's not worth giving up your life for. So, for those of you that think you should be okay because you have, you know, a lot of exercise in your job, but you're gaining weight, if you're gaining weight, you're going to get diabetes. And if you're a housekeeper, that's a higher percent. If you work in a kitchen, if you're a cook, if you are a personal, like, assistant or home nurse, and if you sit at a desk, honestly, if you sit at a desk, you gotta change that up. Now, why do we care about diabetes? Well, if you have diabetes, you are behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease, when it comes to cancer. Once you get diabetes, you're screwed. Everybody in my family that had diabetes, they didn't have the healthiest life. So I don't want you to get the diabetes, even if it's mild. Or if you get diabetes, we want to control it so damn tight that it's almost like you're not a diabetic. You were never diabetic. But our jobs is where we spent the majority of our waking day. We got to change it up. 1-877, Doc Belly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow a
us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.